Declan, your thoughts ahead of the visit of Sligo Rovers to Brandywell?
Well, after last week, I can't wait to get back out in the Brandywell again, because it was a frustrating night against UCD, to say the least. But on reflection of the game, we've played well. We moved the ball really, really well. We created, in my opinion, 12, 13 opportunities in the game, which is really unheard of at this level. So, look, in reflection, we will play a lot worse and win, but you know, last week was a difficult night for us, but it gives us an opportunity now against a rejuvenated Sligo side. They try and get back the winning ways.
It's important to get 3 points tomorrow night, Declan. Of course, UCD done you a favour on Monday night by beating Bohemians. You know, Bohemians now dropped 3 points. If he's won tomorrow night, it gets you a wee bit closer to them with still that game in hand.
Well, I think first and foremost, the result on Monday night proves everything that I've been saying all year. There's no easy games, there's no games you can take for granted, and we certainly can't take a North West Derby for granted. You know, Sligo are capable of beating anybody. Their last run of results, they've drawn with Shamrock Rovers, they've drawn with St Pat's, they've drawn with Cork, beat Bowes in this last phase. So, look, let's not underestimate the threat that they'll possess. But the one thing that we can control is ourselves. We're playing at home, we're playing in front of a great crowd again that'll be behind us, and we got to entertain them people, but we got to work extremely hard to get anything in this league. And we've trained brilliantly all week. The players have given us a lot of effort and a lot of commitment, and I think we've got very good players here. So look, we'll treat Sligo with the utmost respect, as they fully deserve, and we'll make sure that we're right, and if we're right, we're more than a match for anybody on our day, especially at home.
Of course, you're going into the game, Owen Toles obviously suspended this week, but you could be without him for a few extra weeks after an injury last week.
Well, he broke a scaphoid in his hand and his wrist, a scaphoid bone, but it's hopefully nothing too serious. Owen's a big tough boy. Owen's the type of boy who'll cut the plaster parts off himself, which isn't the most advisable thing to do. But he'll be well managed. Look, we'll see how he is. If it's a problem that is going to cause more problems down the line, then we certainly won't take that risk. But he misses out this week. It's probably a good time for him to serve his suspension. He'll have another week's rest leading on the next week's game. But thankfully, we've got people to bring in. You know, Darren Cole can come back in and play in that position. Mark McChrystal can come in now and play in that position. We can go with three centre-backs if we like. So we've got variations to the way we want to play. And you know, with one player missing out, and that presents an opportunity for somebody else.
Of course, Conor Davis pulled up in the warm-up last week. Can we expect Conor to be back on the team sheet?
Well, he's trained a bit towards the end of this week. He worked with a physio in the back of the precautionary pull-out last week. You know, it was something that we weren't willing to take a risk with. So Conor will be a good addition to this. Conor still has a bit of work to do to get up to speed, but he's been a brilliant addition to this, and he'll be a real good threat in terms of our attacking threats that we possess at the Brandywell.
Of course, is there any other injury doubts going into the game?
No, I think everybody's ready to go. Junior obviously missed out last week. We'll see how he is closer to the time. Darren McCauley came off with a dead leg, but an ankle injury. We'll see how he is closer to the time. And thankfully, Mickey McCrudden's came back from holiday, from his honeymoon, in really good nick, and he's trained well this week too. So look, we've competition for places. Our young lads are doing extremely well, our under-19s and under-17s. And they played in a behind closed doors game against Institute during the week. And they say I was really, really happy with them, would be an understatement, because we have very talented young players coming through the academy here, and they're certainly knocking on the door as well for an opportunity.
Yes, well, that makes the future look bright here at the Brandywell at the minute. Under the new coaching staff here at the Brandywell, everything seems to be going really well.
It's going well, but we can't rest on our laurels. We've got to keep pushing on. We've got to keep driving the club forward. And as I say, you know, so far so good, but you know, there's a lot of work to be done. We want to have a crop of young players coming through this club that, you know, we don't have to go outside looking for players from here, there and everywhere. But ultimately, the players are working extremely hard, both the first team, the under-19s, the under-17s, 15s, 13s, they're all doing a great job this year, and you know, it's certainly a nice environment to be in at the moment.
Thank you, Declan, and good luck tomorrow night.
Thanks.